The Gemara.
Masechet Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim, with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, ad mea v'esrim shana.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Or Pegimel Madalos brings a brisa that lists all the chayvim mises v'dei shamayim. Several of them are isurim of avoida in the Beis Hamikdash. So they include a zor that does avoida, or a tomei tfuyoyim, mechuz begodim does avoida. So these have a lois hasei, and they have an iser misa, a oinish of misa. I'd like to talk about something which is negeya lahaloche, and theoretically lemaise afilu b'zman hazeh, negeya to these halochas. There was an idea conceived in the early 1800s by Rav Tzvi Herish Kalischer, and that was to be makriv karbonis at that time on the Har HaBayis. So that was the beginning when Jews started going back to Eretz Yisrael, the beginning of the Yishuv HaYosha, and that's how the idea was able to maybe come to Lamaitse. And leaving out all the historical details, the basic idea was based on the Psak of the Rambam, who paskins that Kedusha, the Kedusha, the Mokum HaMikdosh is not bottled these days. It's still kain. And the Rambam says, Makrivim afal b'yishayim bayis. Even though there's no structure of the Beis HaMikdosh kain, you could theoretically do avoida now and bring karbonis. So in view of that, Tzvi Herish Kalischer wanted to introduce the idea of maybe bringing karbonis in his time in the Har HaBayis. So this was a big controversial idea, and it brought up many shailas by the Achronim who were dealing with this, and a few of them are negeya the inyana that we have in our sugya. So number one is, one of the Yisurim over here is Tomei Sheshimesh, a Tomei that does Avodah. So obviously these days we do not have the Efer Porah to be Metayer from Tomei Meis. So the first problem is, how do we go ahead and do Avodah? How can any Kohen do Avodah B'tom? So that's why this idea was only by Korbanos Tzibur. The Halacha is, the Klal is, that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. That includes Tumas Aguf, that means the Kohen himself, who is Tomei, he could do Avoida, or the Klishoros could be Tomei, the Korban itself could be Tomei, but Korban Tzibur, Tuma is fine. And that's how you could go into that Zara also with Tuma, which is normally an Isser Koris, but over here, to bring a Korban Tzibur, Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. Now, a regular Korban Tzibur, like a Korban Tomid, that was not possible because Korban Tomid has to be brought from the Trumas HaLishka, which is only possible B'zman HaBayis when they collected Shkolim every year and they had the fund of the Trumas HaLishka, which was the whole process described in Maseches Shkolim, how they did it every year. And from that money, which was the Korban, which was the Tzibur's money, the Hekdesh of the Tzibur, from that we could bring Korbanis Tzibur. That's only possible if it's not a bias. So the only one korban that was possible for this idea was the Korban Pesach. So that's a Korban Tzibur, because everybody brings it together, and the Gemara says that the Korban Pesach has a heter of Tomar Chubit Tzibur. It's learned out from the Pasuk of Ish Ish Ki Yeh Tomei. Ish Nidche Ve'in Tzibur Nidachim. If Roivat Tzibur are Tomei Meis, they can bring the Korban Pesach with Tomo. And a Korban Pesach is not brought from Trumas Alishka, it's your own private Korban. So Korban Pesach was the only possible Korban to be brought. Now, another issue that was brought up then, this is brought up by Rav Kveger, actually, who was close to Rav Tzvi Hirsch. He brought up the fact that we need kahuna. Like the Gemara over here says, Zor Shishimish is Chayiv Misa. So now, he based his taina on the Marshal. The Marshal Bava Kamma, Perakapora, Simon Lamin Hei. The Marshal talks about Charomim Bizman Hazeh. Chayrem is a certain kind of hektish, where someone makes a chayrem, which has a din of a hektish, and when it's given to a kohen, the hektish goes off, and it becomes the kohen's property. So he talks about, what about these days? If someone makes a chayrem these days, would it be possible to give it to a kohen and take off the hektish, and it will become property of the kohen? So the Marshal says, Roy lahachmir, the lesser charumim is manaseh. You should be machmir. If there's a chirim, someone makes a chirim these days, don't try to give it to a kohen and take the kedusha off. Because ba'avin esinu rabim ein lonu hayichus. These days we don't have the yichus. Kamo shohi b'zman abayis. Shohi adayin is horim b'trumas of Tyrus. B'zman abayis, they had trumas and Tyrus. So the chazok of kuna was preserved. But now, ba'avinesenu ha'rabim, me'roi v'arichas ha'golos, u'gzeiris v'gerishim, nizbalbalu. We don't know, after the many years of golos, hundreds of years, we do not have a clear seder of yichus for the mishpachas of kuna. So now, of course, we have kahanim these days, and we treat families of kahanim as kahanim. But that's based on a Gemara in Kedushin. Samach Tesam Beis Rav Yesi Yomer Gedei LeChazaka. Chazaka is great. That means the power, the din of going after Chazaka is strong. Shenemar brings a pasuk in Ezra. The Bnei Akoyanim, the different mishpachas of Kohuna, that Eila Bikshu Ksovah Hamasiachsin, they were requested to show their Ksav Yichus when they were. This was when the second Beis Hamikdash was being built, and they were b'miyachis the Mishpachas of Kuhuna. V'loy Nimtzu, they didn't find their Ksav Yichus. V'yigoy Elumen Akuna, they were kicked out from Kuhuna. V'yoyim Atershos Olahem, Nechemya told them, Asher Lo Yoychum Mekotcha Kedoshim. Kotcha Kedoshim they can't eat. So the Gemara says that after kochah gedoshim they can't eat, but kochah gvul they could eat. That means truma, those things they could eat. And the reason is because they were assumed to be as kohanim, these mishpachis, and up until then they were eating truma, so they had a chazaka on eating truma, so they can continue eating truma. But anything else, anything that's new now that the second Beis HaMikdash is built, we have kochah gedoshim they cannot go ahead and eat. So Mashal says that of course all dinim that are negev, as man as let's say nesias kapayim. So these things, the have a chazaka. The families of kahuna were always doing it, so they can continue doing it. But charomim as man as there's no chazaka on charomim. So you want to give chayrim to a kohen, you cannot assume 100% that he's a kohen and that the kedusha will go off. Now, actually, the Ramah in Or Chaim Tov Nun Zayin says the same kind of thing on chala. Ramah says, "Yesh oimim she'im achilim chala b'zman hazeh l'shum koin." If you have chala these days, we burn the chala. You do not give it to a koin. Mishbura says from the poskim, because emach zikin oisei k'koin vaday. Dilman es chala la'achas me'im oisev. maybe over the Doris, you don't know, maybe one of his mother's grandmothers became a Chalala. We don't know. It was not kept track over the Doris. And he's not a 100% Kohen, so he can't go ahead and eat Chala. So in light of that, Rav Feger said that if you want to now bring Karbonis, there's definitely no Chazoko B'meshach HaDoris on bringing Karbonis, on doing Avodah. So any Kohen, a Mishpacha of Kohuna these days, cannot be assumed as 100% as Kohanim in order to go ahead and do Avodah. The Chasam Sofer, however, wrote a tshuva on this inyan, and he has a fascinating Tikkun Torah that he's miyashiv that this tain of Kefeger is not a problem. And even if we assume that Kohanim these days have no chazaka and they're not 100% Kohanim, he says the chashash is only, like the poskim say, that Shema neschalala achas mehimoysev. Maybe there was somewhere over the doiris there was a case of halolos. One of the grandmothers became a halola, great, and that renders him as a halol. Zotech Sam Sofer, the Gemara in Kedushin Samech Vavu Mebei says that Hoya Oimer Umakur Valgavi Mizbeach Venoidash Uben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. He realized afterwards that he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, that's a halol. Avaydosik Sheira. The Gemara learns that out from a pasuk. Or another pasuk. So we have a gzeres hakosuv that a cholol, even though he has a din of a zor, but if he does avodah, but the evidence avodah is kosher. So the Chasam Sofer says, so over here, even if we have a chashash on him that maybe he's not a kohen, maybe he's a cholol, but the evidence avodah is kosher, so that would not be a reason to stop Kohanim from doing Avodah now, Bezman Hazeh. Now, there are those who ask on this Chasam Sofer, that all works for the Hechsher of the Avodah. So even though he's a Cholol, the Halacha is Avodosak Shera. But there's another problem, like our Gemara says, there's an Isser, there's a Lois that's saying, there's an Isser Misa for a Zor to do Avodah. So if we're afraid that this Kohen is maybe a Cholol, how could he go ahead and do Avodah L'chadchila? So really, on this Isser, for a Zor to do Avodah, it's not clear in the Gemara if a Cholol also has this Isser. So now, the fact that Cholovim are not allowed to do Avodah, the Rashi and Chumash in Parshas Vayikra in the beginning, Pasuk says, B'nei Aaron, Zog Rashi, Yochu Cholovim, Tamalim Raha Kohanim. So that's a source that Chalolim can't do Avodah. So the Mechaz Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Sadi understands that this Miut, the understanding of this Miut is the Chalolim are not considered as Kohanim, and therefore they are regular Zor, and they have the regular loisase of Zor, and the Misa as well. However, the Marcheshes in Simen Ches, he's medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam does not say by Cholol anything about getting Malkus or Misa, like he says by Zor. It would seem from that Cholol, there's no Loisasei, or definitely no Misa, for a Cholol to do Avodah. He's not allowed to do Avodah L'chatchila, and that's because the Pasuk says, B'nei Aaron, HaKoyanim, and that's excludes Chololim. But the most of it is, it's a Isra Asay, Lavabo Machal Asay. So it would seem that the Chasam Sofer, who was not concerned about the Isser of Chalom to Avoida, just about the Hechsher of Avoida, and that he says that it's fine, it seems that he would be going like this, Marcheshes, that there's no Lois Asay, there's no Misa for Chol to Avoida. Just an Isra Asay. And for that, it would help the chazaka that Kohanim have these days, any mishpocha of Kohuna. The fact that there are mechazakim as Kohanim, that would help for the Isra Asay. Now, La Halacha, the Chazanish actually writes in in Hilchos Pervivia Simon Beis, that he holds that Kohanim these days have a chazaka of being Kohanim even for things that they're not muchzik on. The Chazon Ish writes, "Lachem esman hazeh yis yoyev rishus lahakrav korban pesach." If there would be rishus, if we would have the legal rishus to go to be makrav korban pesach, in levatel b'shvil she'in lo nukoyim v'yuchis. It's not a reason to not do it because we don't have a koyim v'yuchis. Af she'in lo nuyichus avos ad koyin she'avos. Even though we don't have yichus going far back to when Kohanim did avodah. Okay, so that's Benegeya Zor. Now there's another interesting shiloh that came up, and that was Benegeya Mechoser Begodim, which the Gemara says over here, Mechoser Begodim cannot do avoid. So, in order to make, so now, making a big dekuna, that's not so difficult. Especially now, recently, many books came out showing you exactly what big dekuna looked like. One problem is tcheles. We do not have tcheles these days. So that was a reason why, then, why they said that that would not be a good idea. It would not work to bring karbonis now, because a kohen cannot do avodah without proper big dekuna. So the truth is that a big dekuna of a kohen hedyit is not really, there's no tcheles there. It's called big day lovan. It's linen. However, the avnate of a kohen hedyit, there's a machlegas tanoim in Yuma Yud Beizim Abeiz, what it was made out of. According to Rav Shem ben Elazar, was made out of linen, out of purim. But according to Rebbe, it was made out of klein. That means there was tzemer mixed in. And the tzemer by the big dekuna was like the pasuk says, "Tcheles v'argomon talashoni." So the avnate of a kohen hedyit had in it chlayim, had in it tcheles, and tcheles we don't have these days. Now, on this point, the Mishnah Melech is medayik in the Rambam in Hilchos Klei Hamikdash that the Rambam does not write clearly that there was tcheles in the avnate of a kohen hedyit. He does write that there was tzemer, but it could be that you did not need tcheles. Now, even though the pasuk clearly says by the avnate that there was the tcheles talashoni, but that was by the avnate of the kohen gadol. Possibly by the avnate of the kohen hedyit, you did not need tcheles. However, there is still a problem, because there's a machlokes in the Gemara by Tumo, which is mutter by a korban tzibur, is it Tumo hutra b'tzibur or Tumo dechuya b'tzibur? Now, this bringing korbanos b'zman hazeh, bringing korban pesach, like we said, everybody's tomei. So the only way to do it is with that klal of Tumo hutra b'tzibur. Now the Rambam paskins, then Tumo is not hutra b'tzibur, Tumo dechuya b'tzibur. So now, the most prominent nafkamina between Tumo Hutra B'tzibur and Tumo Dechuya B'tzibur is, do you need a tzitz to be meratza on the Tumo? That means, if you owe Tumo Dechuya B'tzibur, the only way to be matir the Tumo by a korban tzibur is if there's a tzitz. We learn this out from the pasuk of Anosa Aaron as Avon HaKodshim, through having a tzitz. Machlek is in the Gemara if a Kohen Gadol has to be wearing the tzitz or just have a tzitz, but through having the tzitz, this is maratze and machshir, the tumo of a korban tzibur. So since we pass in tumo dechuya b'tzibur, we need a tzitz. So we would have to now make a tzitz. So that's not so difficult. Open up any book and look what the tzitz looked like. The problem is that a tzitz is only, you need a kohen gadol. Tzitz is not one of the big dekorin, the kohen hedyot. You need a kohen gadol. Just to have a tzitz without a kohen gadol doesn't help us. Now, to have a kohen gadol, you need to make a big dekorin of a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol could only do avoida with shemayna begadim. And the big day kohuna of a kohen gadol definitely had tcheles. So that brings us back to the problem of tcheles. However, this is an interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tzitzis, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says like this: Tcheles hu amudu v'toyru b'chol mokuin ki atzemer hatzavua kiposuch shebe. It's blue like the sky. Now the Ramadan describes that this is made out of the dam of chilozin. Now it seems from the Rambam that he says Tchelis Hamur B'Torah, he just describes Tchelis is the color blue. Then he says Tchelis Hamur B'Tzitzis has to be Tzviya Yedua, which is the Chilazin. So the Merkabas HaMishnah says that the Rambam holds that the din of Chilazin, this that Tchelis needs Dam Chilazin, that is only by Tzitzis. By Big De Kuhuna, the Tcheles by Big De Kuhuna is just merely the color blue. You can use any kind of dye you want, as long as it's blue. And he says the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam says, Tcheles HaMura B'chol Mokim Hi Atzemer HaTzavua Ke'etzem HaShamayim. It's the color of the sky. The Rambam doesn't say a word about Chilazin. So according to this, Tcheles would not be a problem. That would not be a problem for Big De Kuhuna because we do have blue dye. We just don't have Dam Chilozin. But it's interesting to know that Rashi in Parshas Truma, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, by Tcheles, Telashoni, Rashi says that Tcheles is, Rashi says, Tcheles of Big De Kuhuna is a Chilozin. Rashi clearly says that the Tcheles of Big De Kuhuna also was Chilozin. So according to Rashi, we would have still the problem of Dam Chilozin. I'll just end off that the Ben Yitzian also wrote a tshuva to Rav Tzvi Hirsch. And he, after discussing a few points, he says that for a different reason we don't bring karbonis these days. The pasuk says, V'ashi moisi es mikdeshechem, v'lo yariach oid b'reach nichoichachem. Which he explains means that even though you will be able to bring karbonis theoretically after the Churban HaBayis, but still lo yariach oid b'reach nichoichachem. Hashem is not accepting the karbonis, so that would be a reason that we should not bring karbonis these days.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.